Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I have the tape rolling. I'm with Congressman Brian Higgins. And Congressman, there is new resistance to the flight training rules. And please tell us who is behind that.
There's an effort on the part of the Republican chair of the Transportation Committee in the House of Representatives. We just want to make sure that that 1,500-hour rule stands. This was a result of the investigation that went into Flight 3407, which crashed outside of Buffalo about 15 years ago. And it was determined that there were two levels of safety, one for the commercial carriers and the other for regional carriers. And we achieved a substantial goal working with the families of the victims of Flight 3407 to achieve a minimum of 1,500 hours in terms of training to ensure that the flying public stays safe. This is a very important provision. This is the National Transportation Safety Board concluded that one of the major causes of the crash of 3407 was lack of proper pilot training. So obviously, working with the industry, working with the families, working with experts in the industry, we increased it to 1,500 hours. That's what the law is, and that's what we will fight to keep in terms of minimum safety standards for the flying public.
And Congressman, in a couple of weeks, there'll be a hearing on the reauthorization of the FAA. And how closely will you try to work with Congressman Graves to make sure he understands that 1,500-hour minimum is needed?
Well, we will be watching that very, very closely. I will work with anybody in Congress, Democrat or Republican, to ensure that the 1,500-hour training rule stands. It establishes one level of safety for the flying public. You know, most people did not know prior to the crash of 3407 that there were different safety standards for regional carriers, despite the fact that they carry, you know, the main brands, Continental, United, and others. So we have to make sure that there is good information out there so the public will reject any 1,500-hour training rule.
And have there been other parts of the FAA are there any other parts of the reauthorization bill, the other requirements for flight training that Graves has shown resistance to?
Well, the only one that he's expressed concern about is the 1,500-hour pilot training rule, and that is essential to the entire package of safety rules that came out of all of the efforts over a more than decade period, which included the families of the victims of Flight 3407, to ensure that we come up with recommendations that became law to protect the flying public.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.